Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Tezvov. So the Chayyim here talks about the concept of anticipating and awaiting an opportunity to do a mitzvah. It was included in this the concept of a person should try and bring himself into a situation where he is able to do a mitzvah. Shia Mamtin Mitzapa Moshe Tobar Liyodu HaMitzvah L'Kaim. A person should anticipate the opportunity to do mitzvahs. The pasuk says "Vushmartem lasusam." So the language is difficult to understand. What does it mean that you're shomer it to do it? You do it. What do you mean you're shomer it? So the Chayyim understands it means "Ratzolomer hamtino lasusam." It means to wait to do it. Each person should be sitting there and awaiting the moment where he can do the mitzvah. K'moy vaviv shemaras hadavar. It says that by the description of the dreams of Yosef. When Yosef shares the dreams with Yaakov, Yaakov rebukes him for the dream, at least for sharing the dream with his brothers. But then the pasuk says, "Vaviv shomer hadavar." Rashi says it means that he was hoping that it would happen. He was awaiting the moment that it would happen. So we see the word shmirah can mean the idea of anticipating and awaiting something to happen. A few places where you see this concept. You find by Erev Shabbos that a person should anticipate, await the Shabbos. The Rambam brings this down on Hilchos Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos, a person should be awaiting the opportunity, the moment for Shabbos, that Shabbos is coming. You find Rabbi Kiva, when his Talmidim asked him about Kiddush Hashem, he says, my whole life I was anticipating the moment of Kiddush Hashem. I was awaiting for this opportunity to do Kiddush Hashem. So you see that the other person awaits the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Furthermore, you find the idea that a person is awaiting the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Obviously, the person will do what's necessary to bring himself into the state of chiyuv. The Gemara Menachos says that a person is not mechuyev in tzitzis unless he has a four-cornered beged. So arguably, a person does not have to put on tzitzis, just don't have a four-cornered beged, and you're not chayiv. But the Gemara says, be'idin the rizcha, in the moment of anger, Hashem will punish a person for not trying to bring himself into the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Hashem says, why didn't you want to seek out the opportunity to have the mitzvah tzitzis? So why didn't you put on a four-cornered beged and therefore have the opportunity to do the mitzvah? So even though you can't punish you, you didn't do anything wrong, but even the risk in the moment when there's anger in Shemayim, Hashem will express the kas for the person not trying to bring himself into the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Obviously, a person is going to be in a situation where they anticipate they're going to need to do mitzvahs. They have responsibility to do that. If a person is traveling, a person should take towels and tefillin with them. I'll probably be able to get towels and tefillin in the place that I'm going. Well, maybe you won't. So maybe the tefillin you'll find will not be the right size, and you will know how to change the kasher. So when a person travels, a person should take towels and tefillin with them, even though they're going for a short stay and planning to come back before there'll be a need for towels and tefillin. A person is driving from Silver Spring to Lakewood and plans to go in and out. A person should take tefillin with them because who knows, something might happen. So you're going to anticipate the need for doing a mitzvah. The person has responsibility, Allah brought down, and Simon Kufiud. A person should take tefillin with them when they do that. The Chovas Levavos takes this idea, he takes it a step further. He says a person anticipates and awaits doing the mitzvah. So if he's zeichel to do the mitzvah, so he gets the schar doing the mitzvah. And even if he's not zeichel to do the mitzvah, but since he showed on his end that he wishes to do the mitzvah, it's just Hashem did not give him the opportunity, he gets the schar as if he did the mitzvah. The Sefer Tosefos Chaim on the Chayyim says, we know that the Kabbalah, the person is supposed to mitaken and all of the Tariq mitzvahs in their lifetime. So with this Chavis Lavavis and this idea of the Chayyim, you have a way of doing that. Even the mitzvahs which you never get an opportunity to do, if you're going to sit there and anticipate and await and wish that you had those opportunities, you'll get scars if you did them. So you'll be mekayim all of the Tariq mitzvahs through this vehicle of the anticipation and the awaiting. Obviously, this is a tremendous hitter of the mitzvah. A person considers the mitzvah chashuv enough that's desirable to him, and that's why he's awaiting it. He's expressing a statement of the chashivas of the mitzvah, the importance of the mitzvah, and that's part of the concept of hitter mitzvah. So all of this is included in the concept of being mamtin and mitzapa. Mosai tovel yodoy ha-mitzvah. Have a good day.